This is KUT. The Texas Education Agency is asking the federal government for $30 million to expand pre-K to more families. KUT's Kate McGee has the story.
The new federal grant would help states that currently serve more than 10% of four-year-olds to build and expand on those programs. Texas is one of 35 states eligible for the money, which would last 4 years. Preschool programs have faced drastic cuts over the years. In 2011, state lawmakers cut $200 million from the state's pre-K Early Start grant program. They restored $30 million last session, but some lawmakers say more is needed, including Representative Eddie Rodriguez, an Austin Democrat.
If you do year-round pre-K, kids that are in certain situations will graduate. I mean, more kids will graduate.
Debbie Ratcliffe with the TEA says there's a strong demand for pre-K programs, and the state needs to take advantage of this opportunity.
We hope that the legislature will look favorably on pre-K funding, but, you know, there are a lot of demands on the state money.
However, according to the TEA's legislative appropriations request for 2016-2017, it did not make preschool funding a priority. David Anthony is with the education advocacy group Raise Your Hand Texas. He says applying for federal money is a good first step.
Certainly the federal funds will dry up and there will not be sufficient amount for implementing over a course of time the pre-kindergarten program we need. But I think it helps set the stage that this is important enough that the commissioner ask for those funds, and then we need to continue this discussion and this commitment to pre-kindergarten, and it will occur at the state level.
Preschool has also been an issue in this year's gubernatorial race. Republican candidate Greg Abbott wants pre-K funding to be tied to academic performance. Democratic candidate Wendy Davis has called for full-day pre-K. The federal government will decide which states get the money and how much by the end of the year. Chairs of the State House and Senate Education Committees did not return calls for comment. Kate McGee, KUT News.